Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So Madonna's landed quite the super gig at the Super Bowl, but what are people saying about it? Well, to find out that and much more, In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin checking in from the West Coast now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim, thanks for the time, and what do you make of Madonna as the halftime entertainment for this year's Super Bowl?
Hey, Ralphie. Yeah, it's really interesting because big announcement, Madonna's going to do the halftime show with Cirque du Soleil, so that's going to be really good because those are going to be the circus performers. But there's a lot of mixed reaction to it. There's some people saying that it kind of makes the halftime show even more irrelevant, that Madonna, who used to be kind of the edgiest person around, edgiest performer around, they're saying Madonna is a safe choice, which I think is kind of interesting. And of course, we all remember after the Janet Jackson incident, the Super Bowl does seem to go with kind of safer choices for the halftime show. I think there is, somebody said the average age since the incident with Janet Jackson is about 54 years old because of that incident. So they're trying to make it not so edgy, a little bit more user-friendly. You know, you had Paul McCartney in 2005, Rolling Stones in 2006, Prince in 2007, Tom Petty in 2008, Bruce Springsteen in 2009, The Who in 2010, Black Eyed Peas in 2011.
Right, exactly. And last year with the Peas was really their kind of move back to a more modern halftime Super Bowl show, although the Black Eyed Peas received mixed reactions after that. Interesting, Madonna, right, at her age, like, how is she going to move around on that stage? Obviously, of course, too, this is all fueled by the fact that she's got an album coming out early next year.
Right.
So, of course, she'll be using the platform to promote that as well. In Touch Weekly.
And
senior...
her movie. Her
oh,
movie
that's
that
right.
Movie directed comes out like 2 days before the Super Bowl.
So, a great
thing for promoting all of her projects.
Yeah,
sure.
There you go. That's what it is. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Not so happy news for Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz, unless, of course, they were looking forward to moving on because their divorce is now finalized, correct?
Yes, it's finally finalized. They had filed last February for divorce, and at the time, Ashley Simpson sought primary custody of their child, but right now, we don't really know about the custody of their son, Bronx. It's unclear. The divorce is confidential, according to the Associated Press, so we don't really have access to that, and apparently will only be filed, this 103-page agreement, if there's a dispute that arises later. So we don't really have much information about it, but we know that the divorce is final. It was finalized by a judge here in Los Angeles on November 22nd.
I find it interesting, though, Kim, that they were able to settle and keep it on the DL, don't you?
Yeah, because initially the report started coming out, sources that told TMZ that he initially tried to talk Ashley out of filing these papers.
Right.
He wanted out of the marriage because she couldn't handle his erratic behavior, things like that. So it's good that they really came to some sort of agreement. And for the sake of their son, I think that's really important.
Absolutely. Read about these stories and many more on the latest edition of In Touch Weekly. Senior editor Kim Serafin, thank you as always for the 411.
Thanks, Ralphie.